Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio is part of our Food Drive Friday with Michelle Book. She's the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa. We had Annette Hacker on the last couple years and already this year discussing the organization. And Michelle joining us now to kind of give us the perspective from the CEO. Michelle, first of all, thank you for joining us. As we head into this holiday season, what are the things that are top of mind for you and the organization as we think about hunger across the state of Iowa?
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. And the topic continues to be a hot one. Starting April of 22, coming out of COVID, we saw COVID-era relief programs sunset. At the same time, inflation hit. And food insecurity has been escalating month after month ever since. We just looked at numbers for September and October. And September numbers, October numbers are coming in high again, distributing around 2 million pounds of food across the 55 counties we serve here in central Iowa.
Well, and one of the things that we've talked about your organization doing is that you're really a facilitator and one that supports our local pantries. Not that you don't do great work, obviously, where you are with your distribution, but a huge part of what you do is you're a backbone for so many of our local food pantries. So, you know, a lot of that data comes from what's happening on the ground. What are you hearing from our food pantries about the types of food they need or the kind of level of hunger they're seeing? You said it's so high right now. And really, what are some of the key areas that you as an organization are trying to organize and rally around?
Well, you are so right. Food Bank of Iowa, our job is to find food, keep it safe, and get it to the door of our partner agencies. And we work with over 700 partner agencies across our 55 county areas. And our job is to get the food to them. And what we're seeing as we go out and visit with our partners, they're telling us, each and every one of them, they're seeing increased demand, more people coming to them for the very first time. And I ask them, what is that demographic? What does it look like? They're telling me it's more families with young children, families who have jobs, many times two or three jobs, can't make ends meet. And then also folks living on fixed income, senior citizens, and those who live on disability.
Well, and as I understand and kind of did some reading before, that you've been with the organization now for the better part of 7 years. And how does this current time differ then? Because you kind of alluded to it, but I think obviously there was unique challenges with COVID, but also unique programs there. I think pre-COVID is a world a lot of us don't think about. But over the course of your time and tenure, how is this time in this really this last year plus so different and so impactful than maybe other times that you've kind of seen the waves of economic pressures and so on?
You know, what's become apparent to me over the last few years is that this work is very challenging, especially for those folks that are frontline handing food to their neighbors in need. But what has become more and more apparent to me is that where we came from the 1960s when President Johnson declared a war on poverty, today it feels more and more like we have a war on poor people. We know that people are working hard trying to make ends meet. It takes $21.16 for a single person with one child. They need to make $21.16 per hour in order to cover the cost of basic needs. But we know that there are so many jobs in Iowa that don't pay at that level and don't offer benefits. So we have more and more people that are struggling to make ends meet. And some of the statistics that State of Iowa shared with me recently, 17% of our Iowa children are obese. Of the high school students are obese. That puts us at a ranking of 10th out of 51 states and the District of Columbia. Also, Medicaid births between 2017 and 2021, 42% of the births in the state of Iowa were covered by Medicaid. And in 2021, 35% of the children born in Iowa were born unwed mothers. We just have an ongoing pandemic now of poverty. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any easier, or it will lessen any time in the near future.
Here with Michelle Book, she's the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa. We're talking for our Food Drive Friday about really statewide what the situation is hunger-wise. And again, you know, you talk about that almost war on poor people or this extreme growth in poverty that we've seen in part due to inflation and all these other pressures. What does that do then up the supply chain? So obviously our food pantries are feeling it more. I know that we've had here in Pella, for example, we had a big transition here, but the shelves have just been sitting a little more empty than they normally would. And then when they're making their order to you, they're probably ordering more. And then that means you need more volunteers and more resources. So what have you seen kind of up the line then for your organization, starting with obviously the most important thing, the hungry people that need the food? How does that impact your organization as you move through that chain?
Very simply, we need to get more food out to our neighbors in need. So we have seen, month after month, that orders are bigger, orders are more frequent. So our trucks are fuller and we're running more routes. Then we spend more on diesel and, of course, more on food. We're looking for opportunities now with a new 30,000 square foot building addition to our distribution center here in Des Moines. How can we order more in bulk to take advantage of large bulk purchasing power? And also, how can we welcome into our distribution center more frequent and larger donations of product? Because we have the space, we can say yes more often. So really the bottom line is getting more food to more people, which means we need to find more food because our pantry shelves, those pantry partners, their shelves are emptying out more quickly.
Well, and it feels like when I talk to Annette about this too, it's obviously kind of a twofold situation. You need more donations, whether that's monetary from me or Joe Schmo on the street, all the way to your partnering stores and other organizations. But you also need more people, and you've got obviously a very solid staff, no doubt. But if they're trying to get more food out and they're trying to impact more people, you're going to need more volunteers as well. So how has that process been going, not only trying to upscale the amount of food that you're ultimately able to put in the Pella and Knoxville, Indianola communities, but getting that food there requires people?
We are blessed right now. We've had very low turnover at Food Bank of Iowa throughout COVID and afterward, but now we are hoping to add a couple distribution center workers and a driver. If anybody's interested, please go to our website. Here in Des Moines, we have very strong volunteerism. Our corporate partners have come back and they're bringing their teams in after COVID. We still struggle to get enough volunteers in our Atoma distribution center, so we're always looking for volunteers in that part of the state to come in and work in Atumwa. And also, we know that our partners across the state of Iowa lost a lot of volunteers during COVID, and then many across the state of Iowa folks are retiring or moving to warmer climates. So a lot of our pantry partners do need volunteers at this point in time.
We're here with Michelle Book. She's the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa as we discuss hunger across the state for Food Drive Friday. And, you know, we talk a lot about the serious nature of the situation, right, with the amount of increased amount of hunger and demand and all the above. On the flip side of that, what are the things that are happening in the world of hunger or things happening in your organization that maybe give you a bit of hope? Obviously, you got to have something to kind of keep going. What are the things that are going well in your organization or in the fight against hunger that maybe gives you hope about our situation, that we can improve this and get ourselves out of this really tough economic time?
Well, it is a season for Farm Bill. This is a Farm Bill year, and I was really energized to hear from Secretary Vilsack in October when there was a USDA report issued on household food insecurity in the United States. And Secretary Vilsack called the survey results unacceptable and said the rising level of need should be a wake-up call to those wanting to further roll back our anti-poverty and anti-hunger programs. And he is committed to working hard to make sure that we get dollars in the Farm Bill to cover SNAP benefits and WIC benefits and school meals. So that's heartening and encouraging to see that. And also the fact that we just, Iowans show up to help Iowans. It's part of our culture. I remember it as a little girl when my dad was sick, that neighbors helped plant corn. We still treat one another like that today, where we show up and help. A donation of Food Bank of Iowa, 96 cents of every dollar donated to Food Bank of Iowa goes directly to feed those in need, and $2 feeds a neighbor for a day. People do show up to volunteer. We're getting good food donations, and we're grateful for our ongoing and steady donors.
Well, and let's kind of then take that call to action. So there's obviously this increased need. You know, many people who are listening to this are probably in a good situation and maybe already regularly contribute to their local food pantry, or that whether it's volunteering or donations. You've already alluded to some of the key numbers there, but why should someone take that step then and maybe consider an extra $25 or $50 to the Food Bank of Iowa? And how are you able to really stretch those $50 and maximize those to also help our, say, local food pantry here in Pella, Knoxville, Indianola, and so on?
Well, what encourages me and gets me out of bed every day is knowing that we're impacting the lives of children. Over one third of the individuals that our partners serve are children, and children are the future of Iowa and this country. So I think it's imperative that we make sure that our children are fed, and that our veterans who have served bravely, senior citizens who have worked hard, that they're able to put food on the table and pay for prescriptions and heat for their homes. We stretch a dollar a long way for what you pay for a can of green beans in the grocery store. We can buy three or four more cans of green beans for the same amount, just due to our purchasing power.
Well, and if people want to learn more about the Food Bank of Iowa, I think you've already mentioned the website, but let's mention it again, and want to get involved in some way. What are those next steps they should take, and how can they really learn about the 55 counties that you serve, including ours here in Marion and Warren County, and the ways that they can get involved?
I encourage you, if you need help, especially today, go to foodbankiowa.org and click the Find Food button, the Get Help button. But also, if you can contribute or volunteer, you can do that at foodbankiowa.org. Also on our website, we've published our most local, our most recent impact report for 2023, and we've provided some data and some numbers regarding our service for our last fiscal year. But again, if you need help, you go into the Get Food button, put in your zip code, and it will show all the pantry partners and meal sites in your surrounding area.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today, Michelle?
I'm grateful for Iowans. Every day I come to work and I see people showing up to help others. And in many cases, the folks that are showing up to help are folks that have needed help in the past and understand the complexity of the problem. We have an abundance of jobs in Iowa, but not an abundance of living wage jobs. And many of our folks want to support their families, but just need a leg up. And this is the time of year when we want folks to be thinking of those, thinking of others in need.
That is Michelle Book. She's the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, discussing the need here in central Iowa. Michelle, appreciate your time, and Annette, and all the work you do, and I've been grateful to have your partnership helping bolster our local food pantries, who I know do a terrific job too. Hopefully things will continue to improve, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you for taking up the subject. I appreciate you.